Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. Welcome to another episode of the Aligned Businesswoman, where we're going to be talking about what you must know about creating change. Today's topic not only will help you with your mindset and motivation as a coach, consultant, or online entrepreneur, but also knowing this serves your clients. When you can understand what is needed to create change, you can help your clients get better and faster results. All learnings and behavioral change take place at an unconscious level. Therefore, they must bypass the critical faculty. If you're new to NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, then let me explain what I like to think of the critical faculty as. A couple of episodes ago, I told the story about how the critical faculty is like the dragon in Shrek. It is the gatekeeper. It is keeping information away from Fiona. The critical faculty filters information that goes to the unconscious mind. The filters are created before the age of 7, so are deeply rooted with our beliefs. These beliefs are what form our comfort zone, and it's in our comfort zone that we hide from change. Have you ever heard the saying, we need to get comfortable with getting uncomfortable? A lot of times we regress in getting results or having positive behavioral change because we get too far out of our comfort zone and then we retreat. It's like we take one step forward and two steps back. So how do we create positive change? Before I go through the three ways to create change, I want you to listen to this episode twice. One with the intention to learn how to create change for yourself, and the other to learn what goes on for your prospect and your clients when they're deciding to buy from you. Whether you sell a low ticket offer or a high ticket offer, your client will experience some kind of change with your offer. They're going to decide to get out of their comfort zone to buy your services. Maybe they've been doing it themselves, or buy your products or even your services to create change within themselves. So if you want repeat buyers and referrals, you must understand the change process your client goes through to get them results. And of course, to provide a superior customer experience. Number one, repetition. The 1% compound effect works wonders when you can repeat positive behaviors in a positive state and get desirable outcomes. So I want to emphasize positive state, meaning the feelings or the moods that you're in when you're doing this behavior or you're taking this action. And remember, it is important for you to get a desirable outcome. So it must be a behavior or action in a positive mood, feeling, and get a desirable outcome. When you do this on repeat, even if it's baby steps, you create positive change, and over the long run, when you can look back, you can see exponential growth. So even if you have small wins with this desirable outcome, a big component of this repetition is that positive state that you're in when you take those actions. Number two, intensity. Intensity is going to have three subcategories. The first is an amplified state. So the intensity of a powerful emotion that you're feeling whenever something occurs. So whether that is a situation or you're in an environment or you're taking action, when you have an amplified state, it creates a trigger within you. Secondly, significant emotional event. This is a sudden emotional event that shocks your neurology and shifts your perspective on something. It's like having a near-death experience from you doing something that is maybe reckless, and you're so shocked that you're like, I never want to do that behavior again. It's a lot like that because it redirects your actions because of that shift in perspective. Therefore, you start to create a new set of beliefs. Thirdly, when you can strengthen a memory, really tap into a memory and then feel it in your physiology, that too can create change. Have you ever felt nostalgic? You maybe catch yourself daydreaming in the middle of the day about a time where you felt super happy. Or maybe you're in a situation currently and you're unhappy, or maybe you're experiencing some lack. And so sometimes you allow your imagination to take you back to a time where you had this happiness or you had this fulfillment. And then when you come out of that daydream, you feel like, oh wow, I was just there. Like your mind can literally go from now to the past, and you start to feel the emotions that you felt in this memory in your body currently. In NLP, we use techniques to help people activate a time when they felt a way that they want to feel again. And that will spark motivation and help them take action now in feeling those feelings of how they felt then. The third way of creating change also has three subcategories. And the third way is by activating your imagination so that your critical faculty goes to sleep. In this instance, I like to think of the critical faculty as a guard watching surveillance cameras. And it's like, oh, well, she's simply dreaming, so I don't need to filter anything out. And they kick up their feet and start to drink their coffee and eat their donuts. You know, they're allowing things to come into your awareness because it thinks that you're dreaming. It thinks that you're sleeping. And so three ways to activate your imagination is going to be one, visualization. It's powerful, especially when you couple it with repetition. So for example, you want to be able to envision yourself having a seller sales conversation, maybe before you get on a sales call, or maybe having a freaking magnetic Facebook Live. You want to envision that happening. And then you want to practice that. So you want to practice having sales conversation. Maybe it's with friends or your husband, your partner, you know, maybe even your kids or your dog. You want to be able to practice that. So when you couple the visualization and the repetition of the actual taking action in the practice, then you really activate change in such an incredible way that you can actually collapse time with it. Secondly is meditation. Meditation relaxes your mind and your nervous system. I found that when I wake up from a meditative state, I have more clarity on the steps required for change and to get a desired outcome. So often we have notifications going off on our phone. Maybe our children are wanting our attention. The TV's on. We have music going. Our nervous system is taking in all of this information. Now, keep in mind, when I talk about the nervous system taking in information, it's not just the things that you hear and what you see, but actually what you feel. So right now that I'm tuned into it, I feel a little bit cold. I don't have a sweater on. My arms are feeling a little bit cold. And now that I'm thinking about it, my feet are a little bit like I could walk around for a little bit. Like I feel like they're starting to get numb from sitting here. So your nervous system, although you may not realize it until you think about it, is taking in so much more than just what you hear and see. It's taking in the feelings. It's taking in the smells. It's taking in maybe even some taste that, you know, maybe you're drinking some water with lemon like I am, and you're taking those things in. And as long as your nervous system is activated and processing all this other information, it's really hard to quiet your mind so that you can have the clarity of what needs to happen for you to take action, to take change, you know, to have that change. But also sometimes we are unaware of the consequences of not taking action, of not getting, you know, having behavioral change. So meditation serves both to be able to have more clarity and quiet your mind, but to really show you what needs to occur and why it needs to occur in order for you to be able to have the desired outcome. Number three, hypnosis. Hypnosis helps with creating new neurology to support change. I like to think of it as having muscle memory, but it's in your brain. You can have memories to support bad habits, or you can have muscle memory, I'm quoting air quotes here, in your brain to support good habits. Now, when you have had such poor habits, like you instantly go to the refrigerator to grab a beer when you get home, or, you know, you instantly feel like you're hungry, so you start snacking before dinner. Like, it's, you go on autopilot to do that. When you have those behaviors, it really does thicken the neurology. And like, think of it like as a pipe. And when it thickens so much, and now you want to have positive change, it's a new pipe, if you will, but it's smaller. And when it's smaller, it's going to be overpowered by the bigger pipe of, you know, the pipe that's giving information to the next cell. And so when you can use hypnosis to create new neurology, and you can use repetition to create that change, then altogether, you're going to be able to have the positive change that you desire so much more quicker than if you were just to say you're going to do something and maybe do it once or twice and really not have an emotional connection to it. So hypnosis allows you to really get into the change both emotionally as well as physically. Now that you've gone through this from the perspective of creating change for yourself, I want you to put yourself in the shoes of your client from the point when they buy from you. What kind of customer experience can you create for them that allows them to do something repetitively to ensure that they get the results that they paid you for? And how can you help them get into a meditative state so that they are focused on getting the results from your offers and not distracted by everything that's going on in their environment? Now, I know you may be thinking, Vanessa, I don't teach hypnosis. I'm not an NLP coach. That's perfectly fine. I completely understand. This may not be part of your business or any of your offers. So I would love to invite you to my free masterclass, Radiant Rapport, because in this masterclass, I'm going to teach you the power of hypnotic writing and conversational hypnosis so that you can help ease your ideal client, whether they're as a prospect or they're actually your client, to help ease their nervous system so that they can take action on your offers and create the change that they paid you for. During this masterclass, I'm going to be talking about subconscious marketing and using your language in a way where it deeply resonates with your audience. Save your seat by simply going to vanessaannmiller.com/radiant rapport or check out the link in the show notes. All right, I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me this week. To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit vanessaannmiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of the Aligned Business Woman.